Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Krisos, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Hamafrish tei slaim la'Hashem. If a person puts aside two slaim to buy a carbon Hashem, v'lakach ben shnei elim la'Hashem, but instead he bought two rams, one sella each, for two Hashemos. So im haya echen mehen yafesh tei slaim, if one of these is actually worth two slaim, and he just got a really great deal, yikrav la'Hashemo, he could bring that for his carbon Hashem, even though it was worth less than the two slime at the time that he bought it, right now it's worth two slime, and therefore it fits the criteria of what you need in order to bring carbon Hashem. It has to be worth two slime. Vasheni yirat sheistayv, and the other one would go graze until it develops a mum. So the case is you bought it at the right price, but then it just went up in value. V'yimacher, and then you sell it v'yibludam of l'nedava, meaning you sell the other one that develops a mum and you use the money for nedava. Lakach ben shnei elim l'chulin. Let's say you took the two slime and you buy two rams for just regular dinner, for chulin meat, so then you violated mi'ila. So you have to pay the money back plus an extra chomesh, and you need to bring an asham meilos. So echad yafa shtei slaim vechad yafa asar zuz. If one of these rams that you bought is worth two slaim and the other is worth 2.5 slaim, a sell is 4 zuz, so 10 zuz is 2.5 slaim. Hayafa shtei slaim yikrav lashamo. The one that's worth two slaim, just bring as your carbon asham. Vasheni lemeilaso, and the other one you could bring as your meila, because that's the keren plus the chomesh. If you bought one seller something for an asham, an animal for an asham, and with the other seller you bought a chulin animal, if the one that was meant for the asham was worth two slime, you krav l'asham, use it for the asham, and the other one used for the meilah, v'yavima seller v'chumsha, and along with the asham meilos, you should bring a seller to pay for the meilah plus an extra zuz for the extra fifth that you have to pay for the extra chomesh. Mishnah Zayin, Hamafrish chatas of a maze. If a person designates an animal as a carbon chatas, and then he died before he ever brought it, lo yivyana b'no achrav. This is a chatas shemesa ba'leha. The children do not bring a chata, the animal as a chatas, because he's dead. He doesn't need kapar anymore. V'lo yivyana michet alchet. You don't bring a chatas that was for one avera to give you kapara for a different avera. Afilu alchel v'shachal emesh, lo yivyana alchel v'shachal ayom. Even if you had set aside this chatas for chelev that you ate yesterday, you don't bring it to cover your chelev that you ate today. Shenamar karbono al chataso, shei karbono l'shem chato. It has to be your karbon for your avera, and only then does a chatas actually work. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that if you set aside two slotim for a karbon asham, and you bought other things, you bought either two elim for an asham, or you bought two elim for chulin, or one for an asham, one for chulin. So the Mishnah goes through the various permutations of what you should bring. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person designates a chatas and he dies, so his children don't bring it. And if you designate a chatas for one avera, you don't bring it for another avera. If you designate it for an avera that you did yesterday, you don't bring it for an avera that you did today. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parag Vav, Mishnah Ches.